Hello, everybody. This is Marshall Latham coming to you, doing something a little bit different. I've never really done a review of a movie that's out in theaters here on this show, so this will be my first time. I don't know if it's something I'll do on a regular basis or not, but today is March 8th, 2019, and I know that this weekend everybody is going to see Captain Marvel. There's no stopping that. I'm probably going to be among you. But I had previously talked about this to my Patreon listeners. But I had a really good experience with my family going to the theater and seeing How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. So after you've gone to see Captain Marvel, why don't you go back to the theater and watch How to Train Your Dragon? Anyway, here's what I had to say about it. And I hope you enjoy.
I want to encourage you to go see How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. I thought it was a very good movie, and I was surprised by how much I enjoyed it. It's the third movie in a trilogy, so to speak. Well, no, honestly, it is a trilogy. There's three movies. There have been some TV shows, some animated TV shows, I think two or three of them, different ones, following these characters. And I know a lot of this because my daughter, one of my daughters, is really into How to Train Your Dragons. She really enjoys it. She's followed all the TV programs. She has been anticipating this movie for over a year, because I guess it was supposed to come out a year ago, and they wanted to take more time with it or perfect it or whatever. So I enjoyed the first How to Train Your Dragon movie. I thought it was better than all the other DreamWorks. You know, DreamWorks kind of famously has been kind of the trying to be the anti-Disney, trying to make fun of all the tropes that Disney was famous for, and to try to go against that. You know, they did that with Shrek and a few others, and they just didn't have as much of a heart as a lot of the stuff that was coming out from Pixar and stuff. I did like Shrek, and I've seen, I think, all of the Shrek movies eventually, and the Puss in Boots movie. I'm trying to think of the other DreamWorks ones that have come out. But anyway, the only one I really liked was How to Train Your Dragon. I thought that had a heart to it, and I cared about the characters, and there was more to it in the relationships between the characters that really worked. You know, there was Hiccup and his dad. There was Hiccup and Astrid, who was the love interest. And then it was him and the dragon. It was him and Toothless. And those were good relationships, and they were good characters, and it was pulled off well, and it worked. The second How to Train Your Dragon movie, I thought it was okay, but it was kind of more back in that, oh, let's make a movie. Let's make a sequel to a movie just because the first one was successful. And I didn't feel like it had as much heart. Now, if you ask my daughter, she'll say, oh, it's just as good. It's even better. It's great. And it's okay. It's not a bad movie. It's just a sequel. But I thought this movie, The Hidden World, was even better than the first one. It really pulls the entire trilogy together. And it takes some risks and some chances and really moves these characters forward in a good way. It doesn't feel forced. It doesn't feel like a cash grab. The people that were making this movie really cared about the characters, and the animation is unbelievable. I mean, it just keeps getting better and better. And I was blown away by some of the animation. I encourage you to watch it on the big screen, to go see it in the theaters. You know, I feel bad because I don't promote enough movies like this. You know, I'm just like everybody else. I'm going to the Avengers movies. I'm going to the Star Wars movies. And I'm pumping all those up. And they're great. I love them. But then there's other movies, smaller movies like this. And maybe this isn't small. You know, maybe its budget is just as big. But it's not as well respected or thought of or has as many fans as those other movies. But it's really good. And it was great to watch it in a theater with other families and other kids. you know, a lot of times kids can detract from your movie going experience because they're obnoxious or they're crying or they're talking a lot. But I thoroughly enjoyed watching this with kids in the audience because of the way they reacted to things. There was a scene towards the end where almost the entire audience goes, "Aww," and it wasn't a cheesy moment. That could be a cheesy moment. You know, if you're watching something like Fuller House, they do that every 2 minutes. "Aww, that's cute. Aww." But this movie, it worked. It wasn't a cheesy moment, and the reaction from the audience was genuine. And it was great. It was so fun. And, you know, I would hear little kids say something to their parents about this scene or that scene, or they'd, you know, they're worried about the characters, or they're shocked or scared or any of these types of things. And it was so cool to watch that in an audience. You know, so much of my viewing of movies, unless it's a big blockbuster movie, is done sitting in my home with my family and, or by myself. And this was a great movie to watch in an audience. So I encourage you to do that. It's a great movie. They really care about these characters and they really do a great job and bring it home. You know, I'd put it on par with Toy Story 3 in the way that film brought everything together and finished off the trilogy. This movie does the same thing for the How to Train Your Dragon movies. Of course, now Pixar is coming out with Toy Story 4. So I don't know how that's going to go. Hopefully it doesn't ruin everything they created with the first three. Hopefully it's just as good, but we'll see about that one, I guess. All I can vouch for now is How to Train Your Dragon Hidden World. You don't have to watch the animated series of episodes or whatever. They're not bad either, but they're not, you know, I'm not going to go out of my way to watch them all. But this movie was great. I encourage you to go see it. Go see it in the theater. Yes, you can wait until it comes out on DVD or digital or however you watch your movies on Netflix or whatever. But I just had such a great experience watching this movie. And we all went, you know, my daughter made sure that we were going to this movie. And she liked it. She loved it too. And so, and it just opens up the world of the dragons. And it opens up the possibilities for this little town of Burke and Hiccup as a person and his friends and Astrid and all these people. They really are propelled forward in their lives and appreciate things at a different level. They've really grown and it's really cool. And I hope you go see it. I don't know what else to say about that. Hopefully I'll be as impassioned about Captain Marvel and about Avengers Endgame coming out. And hopefully at the end of the year, I'll be as excited as I am about this, about Star Wars Episode 9. I hope so. This really brought back the power of movies for me. Not that I haven't enjoyed the Avengers movies and the Star Wars movies, because you know that I have. But this, I don't know, this experience was great. And I hope I have many more. And I hope you enjoyed as well. And I hope you enjoy this podcast. Thank you. I guess all I can say at this point is journey on. Talk to you later. Bye.